No Creator, No Creation. Bible Students Courses. By Mark D. Folkt. The Heavens Declare the Glory of God, Psalm 19:1. Since the beginning of time, people have looked up at the night sky and been amazed by what they see. If you step outside on a clear night, you'll see just a tiny part of the universe. And even that little bit is enough to leave you in awe. Scripture tells us that the heavens are not silent. They speak without words about God's glory. Psalm 19:1-3 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above shows his handiwork." Day after day they pour out speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. You don't need to speak any particular language to understand the message of creation. It's universal. The stars, planets, oceans, mountains, and all of life on earth quietly announce that there is a creator. God doesn't prove himself. He reveals himself. God never tries to prove that he exists. He doesn't need to. To prove his existence would suggest that he's accountable to his creation. But he's not. He is God. The Bible doesn't start with an argument for God. It starts with a fact. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. Creation is evidence of the Creator. That's enough. Our job isn't to argue. It's to reflect. We're not called to argue with people, to convince them that God is real. God doesn't need us to defend him. He's more than capable of speaking for himself. Romans 1:20 says that God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, are clearly seen in creation. Everyone has an inner awareness of God. Those who reject him have usually been taught not to believe. Unfortunately, many believers get caught up in arguments, especially around evolution. They think that defending creation is the same as defending God. But when we focus on winning debates, we often lose sight of our real calling, to reflect God's glory, not to fight over it. The adversary, called the God of this age in 2 Corinthians 4:4, tries to blind people to the truth. One of his tools today is education, especially theories like evolution that explain away the need for a creator. But no theory can answer the ultimate question. Where did everything come from in the first place? Faith comes from God, not arguments. Here's a powerful truth. Faith is a gift. Philippians 1:29 says that it's been granted to us to believe. Romans 12:3 says that God gives each person the measure of faith. That means faith isn't something we talk someone into. It's something that God gives. So instead of trying to prove God, we simply live as those who know him. We reflect his truth, his love, and his grace, joy. We can talk about our faith, answer questions, and share what we believe, but we don't argue to win. That's not the point. God created it all, and that settles it. The Bible makes it clear God created everything. That's the foundation. He didn't just create it. He sustains it. He is the divine energy of the universe. The complexity of life, the order of the universe, and the beauty of creation all point to a powerful and wise creator. So when someone asks, "Where did everything come from?" the answer is simple. God. We don't need to prove it. We just believe it and live like it's true.